Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Sorry about that. It wouldn't let me on.
Oh.
All right, our assignment from yesterday. So we're starting a new focus. Read and record the write-up for this month's focus. As you listen to the recording, look to see where you suffer with this particular content. Jot that down. Example, perhaps you suffer when you receive what you perceive as negative feedback about your way of being slash doing something. First caller, you are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hey, Sherry and Ashwini, this is Ann calling from the Bay Area, and I am so happy to be on. Yes!
Well, good morning. What are you seeing already?
Oh, my heavens. Well, first of all, I have to say that I thank everybody for a fantastic retreat this weekend, and I have to tell everybody in Sangha that I think part of the way everybody should celebrate participating in Sangha and the Project Joy is to get thee to the monastery for a retreat. It's just a great gift.
Uh-huh.
And then secondly,
especially at this
time
of year, right?
Oh, my gosh. It's just beautiful. Beautiful.
I
have to say that the way I finished the last month's focus on participation was I created my fundraising page and I drafted my letter to send out to everybody, which I'm going to start doing today. I actually send it out individually to people for the personal touch, so that's very exciting too.
Uh-huh. So participation for the last one is the supporting the Africa Vulnerable Children Project.
Yeah, that's how I celebrated. I wrote my email and I.
That's your celebration.
Yes, that's how I'm going to send it out, and I'm just very excited. So, And I have to say that I was really looking forward to seeing what the focus was for this month, and I almost fell over when it was work because, as you know, it's just so incredibly perfect. It's like how did Ashwini couldn't possibly know that that was the perfect focus for me for right now.
Right. Well, and I got to tell you, having talked to you over the weekend, I suspected that you were going to be among those particularly excited about this focus. So that's good.
And the other thing I did, which I'm so excited about, was I just signed up for the email class because my focus for the email class, of course, you know, communication times of stress, but is I'm going to do it. Well, I don't even know what the class is, but my hope is to bring work, communication at work, to that class and really look at that. And I've seen so much about being in my Enneatype already. I'm just I feel like the universe is saying, okay, Ann, here you go. Here's how you can end something. Do this. I'm like, wow, okay.
Well, and, you know, I think it always works that way. It's just that sometimes it's particularly stunning, right? So we're always receiving the opportunity to look at whatever it is that would be most helpful for us right now in terms of ending suffering, right? That's always being offered to us. And depending on how identified we are with ego, that's perceived as some sort of punishment. Or, as you're seeing, it's, you know, you've been practicing for a long time. You've looked at a lot of stuff, let go of a lot of stuff. And it just sort of narrows down to, okay, here, now this. And you're really ready to take it on. So, it is thrilling.
It's great, and I'm so grateful to have the support of Sangha. And wow, I mean, what would I do without practice? It's just such a gift. It just makes the lens through which to look at life and see everything as a how. It's just wonderful. So just thank you to everybody, and I'm just so grateful.
Well, thanks to you, and thank you for those wonderful commercials, which you were not intending to be commercials, but they are. For the email class, for the Africa Vulnerable Children Project. It's like if we choose to, there's just no end to the ways we can bring practice into every moment of our lives. There's always something we can be focused on that shoves ego aside, and that's what we're going for. So
yeah, I have
that.
To, and I'll say one other commercial, which I wanted to say when I talked about writing my email for the Bridge Walk. I was and still am, I'm looking forward to participating in more, so grateful for the Bridge Walk support calls. And it was
yes. Such
a helpful experience to be on that call. So a special shout out to Jen for facilitating that and for everybody who participated because it's so helpful. And, so everything is.
We're not alone. We are not
amen.
Alone.
Amen.
We got a lot of folks
amen.
In our lifeboat.
Thank goodness. All thank
right.
goodness. All right. Thank you.
Jen.
Thank you, Shwinnie. Thank you, everybody.
Okay. Go happy.
Sorry, Sherry. I got bumped off the call, so I'm getting
my goodness
our
gracious.
Next person.
All right.
Next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, dear.
Okay. Are you
hi,
there,
this is Chris calling from Boston.
Ah, hey.
Hello.
All right, what are you seeing?
So I can really, really echo the previous caller. I have been in New York City for my job, running from high school to high school and meeting students. But I carried practice the entire time. I mean, every single day. I was so excited to hear the call. It was such a support to have that. Even if I had something scheduled during that time, it was still such a support to know, okay, but I can listen on the subway later on. It's recorded.
Yeah, as soon as I finish this, I can still participate with Sangha.
Exactly. And even when conditioning had a story of, you can't do the retreat because of all this crazy work travel you have to do. And then on that day, one of the Sangha members called in about being in a hotel room for work and participating.
Yeah. That's exactly it, isn't it, Chris? That's what we were just talking about with Anne. It's when we are open to it, the support that we receive is just nonstop. So there you are in this situation, which ego at another time in your life, in most people's lives, would say, okay, well, give it up. You have to just eat crap and probably not exercise. And because you're stuck in a hotel, you don't even get to breathe decent air, right? And here somebody calls in the exact circumstances that ego wants to torture you over, and you go, okay, even here, even this.
And so it was exactly like that for me with the previous caller also pointing out that you could not have been more perfect. That work would be the next content focus.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And the thing that makes me religious is I don't know that. You know, I'm not sitting around thinking, well, you know, I think the next challenge for me would be blah, blah, blah. You know, it doesn't work that way. It just, everything we need just appears. And again, when we're open to it, we realize this is perfect. Oh, my gosh. This is perfect. Yes. This is it. This is how all of these, and again, for me, when I look back on a very long life, I can see that every single thing that happened to me was perfect, was the perfect what now step for me to take in this journey. And so to realize that that is what's going on, we realize that as we're practicing, it's, is the word winnowing? Everything gets more focused, more concentrated. It comes down to, well, what is the essence of this? Because when we start out, it looks like, well, everything. Okay, what are you suffering over? Well, everything. Okay, but as we go on, we realize that's not true, right? And so now here you are in work, and everything that you've suffered over all of your life is showing up right there. It's very concentrated. It makes it easier for us.
Yes, and there's something about that when you step back into the attitude of practice that changes everything. I mean, it's just
everything.
Switching from avoiding content that I don't want or ego's mad about or whatever to, oh, okay, uh-huh, here we go. Okay, awareness is aware.
yeah, because you know you're ready. You have all the tools. And even though we get talked into falling for some ego scam, it doesn't matter because what we're doing here is revealing those scams so that we can see it for what they are and move past them, right? Not a mistake. And we'll keep stepping into holes until there are no more holes, as far as I can tell.
And exactly. And I just wanted to say thank you to everybody who called in. I can turn on any recording of any, whether it's this year's retreat or Project Joy or How You Do Anything, is how you do everything, any episode, and there's something to see.
Yep, because it's all practice, isn't it, Chris? It's all bringing us back to here. And that's the bottom line of what's going on with us. We're realizing what it feels like to be here in presence and what it feels like not. And the more we practice being here, the more we realize when I'm here, it feels good. I'm happy. I enjoy life. The less we want to buy into those scams. So it's very good. It's great to hear you, boy.
Right. Yes. Good to be connected with Sangha.
Yeah.
All right.
Keep having fun.
I will. Go happy.
All right. Go happy.
Thanks, Chris. That it's just so perfect, that shift in orientation, right, Cherry? That when we see the universe as friendly, then everything that we need is always being offered. And if that's hard or challenging or difficult in the moment, we can always come back to, when we look back, for example, that it was perfect because that was the place we were furthest away from the unconditional love and acceptance around that content. And so the winnowing that you're talking about is the falling away of what stands between the compassionate comprehension that dissipates delusion is the process we're in all the time. And we're in that process as far or close to the comprehension of compassion.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, when you said that, Ashwini, I thought what dropped in was, we can always ask for help. You know, I'm really stuck, right? And the idea, of course, when we're really stuck, we're told, well, you just got to, because you know, should, and you, if you, you know, all of that. And we can just stop and say, you know, I need some help here. I could use a little clarity. And if we just take a few beats to breathe, it's going to be there.
That very
act opens everything up for us.
Because we, in that moment, step into what it is that
seeking.
All right. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Rob from Minnesota.
Hello, Rob. What are you seeing?
Well, I'm seeing tons of things, and it's just such a great year long. and also I'm seeing one thing over and over for each subject matter.
Uh-huh.
So that's been very interesting. A process of a story that I'm being asked to do, or I'm being imposed upon in an unfair way, and therefore I need to reward myself with, unhealthy treats. And you know, topic after topic after topic that reappears. And the phrase that's been circulating recently of two bad choices has been very helpful in seeing through that.
Uh-huh. Boy, that's a familiar one. I bet there's nobody listening who isn't, you know, raising their hand right now with that one. Oh, God, this is so hard. Why do I have to blah, 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 blah. I need, and then ego comes up with the very thing that's going to make us feel bad, right? That's
exactly.
That's going to be the, and hopefully kill us, right? I need a cheeseburger and fries with a milkshake on the side. That'll really take care of me right now.
Exactly. And with a little gift card that goes with it that says, you deserve this, you've earned it.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. Yeah. I remember a few years ago, somebody was talking just somewhere, probably, I don't know where, but recently about how advertising and conditioned mind are one, right?
Mm-hmm.
That
yes.
if you want to know how conditioned mind works, just watch ads. And that's, I remember when You Deserve It came into the world of advertising, and everything from dyeing your hair to eating hamburgers to whatever it was, you did it because you deserve it. You've earned it. You've worked hard. How fiendish.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. That's exactly it. And you know, thinking about it now, the insight that's really dropping in as I hear you talk about it is I recognize that I have done the really difficult thing that you always recommend, but that is so, until you practice it, it's so hard, of just not buying into that duality at all. Just simply turning my back from it and refocusing on something completely different, which is what's actually happening right now. What is the actual situation?
Yes.
And
real life.
Oh, so easy to say, so hard to do.
Exactly.
I'm kind of recognizing I'm doing a little happy dance here, because it's like I think what I'm being forced to say out loud against conditioning's objections is that I'm learning how to do that. I'm learning how to just drop that whole, both the victim story and the treats and the whole package, and just like, no, I'm not even, you know, not even going to frame it up that way. What's really going
on? Yes, and to realize that being present is the reward.
Yes.
Because there is nothing that ego can promise us that even remotely approaches what it feels like to be present.
Absolutely. Yeah, and always new, always interesting, always rich. And even if it's rich in perplexities.
Yes, you're here
trouble,
for it.
So,
yeah, you're alive. Yeah. You're alive. That's the thing.
Yes.
You are alive, and to just, I think it's really important that we also learn to stop and take that in with great regularity. You know, it's a thank you. I'm here. Yes.
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 Because then we really do experience the actual reward, right, of doing all this hard work of turning our back on ego and turning our attention to something that we choose. We really do receive that.
Yes, and you know, I'm getting what comes with that too, as I hear you and I'm thinking about that moment. There's the turning away from whatever version of the duality is happening at the moment, whatever conversation is happening at the moment. But then there's also a kind of once I'm there in reality, there's sort of defensive thing that needs to happen of like, because the voices come in and say, well, it can't be this simple. This can't be it. Something just as ordinary as this, it can't. And it's like sort of shooing away flies. It's like, no.
Yes,
it is this simple. Yes, it is this simple. There's a little bit of that that's and again, the more I do that, then the more I can just simply settle into the moment and go, yeah, this is actually it. This is actually it, and I actually get to enjoy it right now. Why not?
Precisely, yeah. Which is for me that place of, you know, all of those things like, thank you, yes, please, thank you, I love you.
Yes.
That can be a part of that, because it just reinforces for us that, yeah, this is it. I'm here. I'm loving it. It's great. And what's going on? Nothing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
nothing.
That's great. Yeah, it's true. Yes, no.
Nothing
yeah.
special. Just me right. living my life.
Of this last month, my kind of thing that I was practicing with was to make participation no big deal. And that was kind of my phrase. Yeah, no big deal. It's just like anything else in the present. It's
just
another thing. You don't let conditioning make a big deal about it.
That's right. It's just Rob living his life.
Yes.
And it's the most extraordinary thing. It is so big. Yeah.
It is. No, it's amazing.
All
and it,
right.
And I'll just conclude by saying it gives me the tools to deal with what I've been chuckling about in the last 24 hours is chores is what comes up in the work realm. And it's like, mm-hmm. oh, okay. But yeah, it's like, no big deal, chores. What if chores were
That's
no big
right.
deal?
That's right, because
no yeah.
because you get to be with him.
Yes.
Right? You have the absolute joy of being with him as he is alive. And there's nothing better than chores. It's why it is the third activity in Zen awareness practice, right? First we sit and face a blank wall, then we get up and try to walk and stay present, and then we do simple chores, right? And that's how we practice staying present, right? So it's like, this is great. I get to practice working meditation. Here I go.
Yes. Oh, that's mm-hmm. awesome. Well, I'm going to take that away from this call. That's my new phrase now. Nothing better than chores.
Yeah, that's it. All right. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
Go happy.
You too. Go happy,
All
everyone.
Right.
Thanks, Rob. Sherry, it looks like we have time for one more caller. So here we go. Next caller, you're now
All
live
right.
on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, this is Brad in Annapolis, Maryland.
Well, hello, Brad. What are you
How
seeing?
How you doing? Well, if we're going to talk about work, I guess what I'm mm-hmm. seeing is that I struggle with the duality of that the belief that what you're doing for work should be your life's purpose. And if it's not your life's purpose, then you suffer on the other side of duality that you don't care about the job at all.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, that's painful, isn't it? but, Brad, at all our previous conversations, what if your life work, your purpose, which I think is just a fiendish word, but what if your purpose is to wake up and end suffering? And whatever it is that you're engaged with is your vehicle for doing that.
You know, when I'm in a healthier place with my practice, that is the approach I've been taking.
Yeah. And then when we slide over into ego land, it all becomes something else, doesn't it? Every word has
it
a
does.
Different definition.
It becomes
yep.
dualistic. Mm-hmm. And if it's
yep.
not this particular
exactly.
way, then I'll suffer over it. But then supposedly
right.
I'll only be happy if it's one particular way.
That's right.
Much like someone that was an actress for 5 years, had a great career for 5 years, and that's the rest of their life supposedly is hell because they never had a job as good. So, I don't know.
That's exactly right. And we can... That's sad, right? And we don't want to do that, right? But just to, you know, with what you just said, that's the whole deal, right? Egoland is dualistic. Real life isn't. And that's the experience that you're describing, right? When you're here, as you say, when you're solid, I think you said solid in your practice or something like that. When you're here, that duality doesn't exist. You're just here. Everything in your sphere is Brad's life.
Right? Yeah, and it's not what, it's the how.
That's right. And then we get pulled into ego land. Ego land is dualistic. Ego land isn't anything other than dualistic. That is the definition of it. Okay? And so when we are in duality land, ego land, everything is dualistic. Should I live here? Should I not? Should I stay in this job? Should I not? Should I eat that for breakfast? Should I not? Should I go to the gym? Should I not? Right? Everything, all of the things that as soon as we get back to here in the land of non-duality, which is what real life is, that's not, that stuff just doesn't exist. That conversation is just not what we're focused on.
If I could just intertwine this one thing that dropped in for me, and that is when you realize you're stuck in the duality, how that's such the great indication that you're stuck with ego,
yes.
To the point that ultimately there is no right and wrong in any of these decisions. And it's
that's
not
right.
a matter of making one decision to the other. It's the conversation itself that causes us to suffer so greatly. At least that's my experience.
That is, that is exactly it. That is precisely it. And with that, there is no right or wrong. That conversation, which drags most people into ego land, good, bad, right, wrong, if without that, what we're left with is, what is it that is causing me to suffer? It's not wrong. It doesn't make me a bad person. It's what's causing me to suffer, okay? And so that's what's here in my life right now. Because this life, as far as I can tell, is an opportunity to awaken in suffering and choose the unconditional, right? And so that's what's in front of me right now. If I waste my time and energy on a conversation about this is right, this is wrong, this is good, this is bad, how I should be, how I shouldn't be, I am missing the opportunity to be present with the clarity that is going to move me through whatever this life circumstance is so that I can be ready, even fitter and stronger for the next content in life over which I get pulled into ego land and suffer.
Yeah. And, you know, again, through this practice, having the experience of what you always talked about, being one with life, I mean, the illusion that we're separate from all of this comes with our preferences and how we see it. And all of
exactly.
that really is illusion.
Exactly. Egoland. Egoland.
Yeah.
And the thing, Brad, that we so struggle with is that we lived in egoland for before we can't, most of us can't remember anything else. Now, I happen to know you have little kids. So you see what people start out as, right, before they get pulled into ego land, which as parents, of course, is a horror story for us, that our kids, we can see their innocence and defenselessness and goodness and the inherent goodness that they are. We can see that, and we watch them get pulled into ego land, and it's horrifying, okay? Well, the same thing happened to us. And it happened to us so long ago that we can't remember that who we are inherently is that innocence and goodness.
And spontaneity.
And that's what practice is showing us. It's just, okay, that's not true, so you can drop that. All right, that's not true, so you can drop that. All right, that's not true, so you can drop that. And step by step, what we're doing is returning to that authenticity. But we've got to get out of ego land and get here in order to do that, right? Which is why we're practicing.
Correct. Correct.
You've got your assignment, don't you?
I do. I do. I'm working at it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. All right. Well, here's the last thing, Brad. Here's the last thing. I'll have a lot of conversations with him about what a good job he's doing. Okay? Only focus on
that. Thank you.
Only focus on what a good job he's doing. Any conversation about anything else, it's Rob. You know, just turn your back and look in the other direction and start focusing on what a great job he's doing. Because he
you
is.
You got it. You got
All
it.
Right. All Thank right. you,
Thanks
sir.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Brad. And Sherry, that brings us to the end of another fabulous show. Our assignment for today, answer this very non-Zen question. Why do you want to work with this particular issue, RL? Note, the obvious answer is, I don't want to suffer, so we encourage you to go beyond the obvious answer.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good, isn't it? So
All
right. Thank you, Ashwini. Thank you, everybody. Go happy.
Thank you. Go happy.